online, on your mobile.
From the Sky News Centre at midday, UEFA has confirmed the UK and Ireland will host Euro 2028. Their bid was unopposed after Turkey withdrew last week to focus on an effort to stage the 2032 edition with Italy, which has also been approved. Sky Sports chief reporter Kaveh Solikull says the UK still had to do a presentation.
I'm told that the UK and Ireland presentation lasted about 13 minutes. Gareth Bale, he was the sort of big name as part of the delegation, and he spoke during the bid presentation. So it is a fait accompli. There is only one bid on the table.
Israel says it now has full control of the border with Gaza after days of heavy fighting. The country has been pounding the strip with airstrikes and promised mighty revenge after Hamas militants killed hundreds of civilians in attacks on Saturday. Sir Keir Starmer will suggest his party will need two terms in power to rescue a country ruined by 13 years of Conservative governments. The Labour leader is preparing to set out a plan for a decade of national renewal at its conference in Liverpool. Researchers say ultra-processed foods can have the same effect as drugs, with people experiencing intense cravings and symptoms of withdrawal. They suggest labelling them as addictive to encourage people to choose healthier options. Cathy Cliff from the Soil Association says people in the UK consume more ultra-processed foods than anywhere else in Europe.
More than 50% of the food we eat is made up of ultra-processed foods, and that's even higher in children. Many people live in what's actually called a food desert, where their local shop only seems to stock ultra-processed foods or foods that aren't healthy, and we want that to change.
England have Bangladesh 4 wickets down as they chase a target of 365 to win their Cricket World Cup match. And Gwyneth Paltrow has revealed she uses her Oscar as a doorstop. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Ready? I'm ready. One, two, three, four.
It's been a long day, been working non-stop. Feels like I've walked the nine locks. Bless your heart, so pleased to reach the Delph. Bag of some pays, a pint of good health. A moment, golden and sweet. Your first sip, what a treat.
Fix up, look up, cheer up, buck up. I'm all right, back.
The sun always shines on Bridie Hill. The sun always shines on Bridie Hill.
It's black over Bill's mother's, but it's bright over here, my brother. We always help one another in Bridie Hill.
Time to go home along the canal. Breathe fresh air, meet a pal. There's new life, have a look. Herons are back at the cut. Built for transport, coal, iron and bricks. Now it's leisure walks and day trips.
Fix up, look up, cheer up, buck up. I'm all right, back.
The sun always shines on Bridie Hill.
Oh, yes, it does.
The sun always shines on Bridie Hill.
It's my brother Bill's mother's, but it's right over here, my brother. We always help one another in Bridie Hill.
The sun always shines on Bridie Hill.
The sun always shines on Bridie Hill.
Although it gets cold in winters, it's warm over here, my sister. The love is so strong, it whispers Bridie Hill.
Hello, Briley Hill. There is a beautiful song there. The sun always shines on Briley Hill. Now, our regular listeners and our really avid listeners who are really into kind of trying to listen to the show when everything goes wrong will have heard that song before. And anyone who came along during Heritage Open Week will have heard that song at the market playing live with the full band, I like to call them, the Briley Hill Songbook crew, and also at St Michael's on the Wednesday of Heritage Open Week. We had a packed night there. 130 people came along to that, which was brilliant. And we packed out the market, the cafe, the surrounding area. Even 15 people from Historic England came along to see all the work that's going on here. So it was marvellous. But yeah, going back to the technical difficulties, we did do a show all about these songs before, but there was a bit of a down on the computer system, which meant the schedule was slightly thrown out. So apologies, everyone who was trying to listen to the show. It was still there, but it was a bit of a kind of, you know, look.
Yeah, and, couldn't find it on catch up either, could you?
It's look under the filing cabinet in
however,
the drawer marked
badger. However, it was played on the main station as
yeah,
well that
thank
week.
You. Thank you very much, Black Country Radio. They did, you know, play out the show at prime time on the Thursday of that week where it all went wrong on the main station, and they repeated the show at 10 o'clock. And we think it was all sorted on demand as well. So, you know, bonus for us, really. We had extra rather than less. So it's a bad thing that turned into a wonderful thing. But, you know, apologies to anyone who's heard this before in some ways, but no apologies because it is all such wonderful music. Justine's here with me.
Hello.
I'm Frank, as you know, probably, if you listen occasionally. But, yeah, we're here. The show is called Look Up Briley Hill, and I think you'll probably take it from that song that it's all about Briley Hill. A bit of a background on that. I've just sent Tim a message saying, Tim, who are all the people that worked on this? Because we keep meaning to get all their names. We're still not quite there. I've got a few more of them in my head now. But the Briley Hill Songbook was a project done by the brilliant Dan Whitehouse and his agent, Katie Whitehouse, who sort of managed the whole project with Dan. They're not related, I have to say. I think
it's important. The same
just coincidence. They've got the same name, spelled the same way. But they are such a fantastic team. And what they did, working with the other fantastic team, which was St Mary's Church and Community Centre right in the High Street, they hired that venue out, the community centre there, and worked with a team of, I think there was about eight people involved altogether, local volunteers, at least eight. And those eight people came up with lyrics, they came up with tunes, doing various workshops. They brought in poems, they brought in artefacts from their history in the town, and songs were written about it. And we've got the full, if you did manage to listen to the show before, you would have heard seven songs. We've got the full nine songs now. We've got the two that were laid down since we last did a show. So there's an extra song about the Briley Hill Giant, and is it Poor Betty?
Bessie.
Sorry. I keep getting that mixed up, and I'll explain why later, because there's a reference to Betty Banks that I need to mention later. Anyone who listens to the show will know about Betty Banks. But we're going on far too much. Let's just enjoy the songs. Which is coming up next?
It's Duty Calls next.
So, Duty Calls. This is why by one of the ladies who joined the programme, the Briley Hill Songbook, with Dan. And she brought in a piece of memorabilia from her life, which was her father's ambulance driver, sort of paramedic back in the day, mm-hmm. the equivalent of his belt, which the family had kept, obviously a very nice special belt with a lovely, you know, what do you call them, buckle and everything, you know, ambulance yep. service buckle. And that inspired her to write this song about what his daily life was. And his daily life was unknown. He could be going to Round Oak Steelworks where there was a massive incident had happened. People had been killed. Or he might be delivering a baby, or he might be dealing with a cut to someone's knee, you know. So he never really knew what he was going out to and, you know, how he'd feel at the end of the day. So this is a song based on this family's observations of their father and what he had to go through.
Round Oak Steel, an emergency today. The sirens are sounding while on the way. An accident in the foundry upon the crane lines. Up the ladder I go with my medical bag. What I will see up there, it looks so bad. I can see a man on the line, it's not looking good. try my best to do what I can, but now it's too late for me to help. God bless this poor man. A distressing day for my colleague and I. We need to rest if we can and get some shut-eye. Morning, everyone. A new day for us all. Wonder who gets the first shout. We do, it's our call. Duty calls. Ambulances lined up, so get ready for the call. The boy lights are flashing, well, it's coming for us all. I'm off with my colleague to a lady in distress. Baby waiting for delivery, so hospital by express. Mom aboard for maternity ward. Lights flashing through traffic, too late, baby born. In my hands, a beautiful baby boy. A new life arrives in our world. What a wonderful joy. Morning, everyone. A new day for us all. Wonder who gets the first shout. We do, it's our call. Duty calls. Never know what you're gonna get with this job that I love. One day we have sadness and grief when our life is gone. Another day, another day with happiness and joy, bringing a new life into this loving home. Oh, morning, everyone. A new day for us all. Wonder who gets the first shout. Duty is our call. Duty calls. Duty calls. Duty calls. Wonder who gets the first shout. We do, it's our call. Duty call.
Black Country Extra.
Welcome back to the show, and I hope you're enjoying the songs so far. I did just mention briefly before that song, 15 members of the Historic England crew came along. Lovely to see them. Lovely to see them interacting with Briley Hill, because I'm sure they get to go and see some really like majorly historic, lovely sort of stone-built towns. But we've got that here in Briley Hill. It's just sort of hidden away a little bit. And what the Historic England Programme has, the Heritage Action Zone team and the Cultural Consortium, really, have been trying to investigate and pull out is the history of our town. And the projects have all been funded by Historic England, so we're eternally grateful to them for that. The local people, the council, councillors, stakeholders all got together and campaigned for this funding together in a united front, which is the best way to do these because it's so much easier to get funding for a town when everyone's working together. And it's not just the council applying for the money, you know, when they can see there's a community that are backing it and that believe in it and that have a sense of place and a sense of pride, it's really important. But then it's equally important that those sponsors and funders come along and see what's going on. And they came to Bridal Hill. They saw these songs being played at the market. I think they were totally thrilled by it. But yeah, I guess it was a bit of an alien environment compared to, like, you know, somewhere like maybe Shrewsbury or somewhere like that, with a bit more sort of, what do you call it? You know, the dry stone walling all over. But we have got that in Bridal Hill. You know, there is all the old wall by the War Memorial, Marsh Park. Within Marsh Park, there's a lot of dry stone walling and things like that. So it's just a case of teasing out that history now with the funding that we've got, doing up some of the shop fronts, back in their original style, no plastic windows, going back to the wooden window frames and proper glass and proper shop fronts, which you'll see starting to appear on the high street. The Waldrons, the old Waldrons building, the old bank, National Bank, is one of those buildings that's already been renovated. There's one on the corner of going down into Albion Street from Moore Street. There's a couple on the high street on the left-hand side, the Bedazzled Jewellers. And Bedazzled Jewellers. Lovely Graham, who works there. I went to see him the other day. And there's lots more scope to do more shops. The market is being returned to its old market front as it would have been in the 1930s. I don't know if you've seen pictures of that out there, but it was a sort of black and white veranda thing at the front with nice lights on top, nice dome lights. So all that is going to be restored. The back of the market's going to be restored a bit. And then using future high streets money, we've obviously done the pavements and the area in front of the Civic and the link space, which we call the Gap, down the side of the Briar Rose. So there's lots going on. But this project is one of the 10 projects that the Cultural Consortium has done since October 2021. 10 brilliant projects that have been quite big, really, and on quite a small budget. We've got a lot for our money, thanks to local people giving generously. The next song coming up, Justine.
The next song is The Bridal Hill Giant.
So The Bridal Hill Giant. If anyone out there doesn't know The Bridal Hill Giant, like, where have you been?
His grave's in St Michael's Church.
His grave is indeed in St Michael's. And this is what inspired Dan to write. This is one of the ones that Dan did, I think, more or less, you know, with the gang. But it's one that everyone contributed from the group. And Dan, as a member of the group, contributed a lot towards this one. Tim and I took him on a tour of St Michael's graveyard, and obviously one of the key points in the graveyard is the Bridal Hill Giant. And as Tim would tell you, if you look in the newspapers of the time, he was anything from sort of 40 to 60 stone, depending on which newspaper, because newspapers weren't as accurate in those days. They had to remove the front of his house down by the steelworks to get him out. They had to build a special coffin for him. They had to lower him into the grave with a piece of equipment to lower him in.
He was very tall as well, wasn't he?
He was very tall, but the grave isn't as long as he was tall. So we were always trying to work out, did they put him in at an angle?
Did they squash him into the coffin?
Yeah, like, what went on there? Or is it that what we see now is a sort of a decorative top to the grave, and maybe it was bigger? But then when they filled it in, obviously the border couldn't be that big. So they maybe, you know, the actual what you see now is more inside that border of the original grave.
But he had some health condition that caused him to be so big.
Yes.
And he was very well known as a gentle giant. George Lovett was his name.
George Lovett. And it does mention in this song what his medical condition was. And somehow Dan has managed to rhyme that into the lyrics of the song. I won't give it
away.
And
he had a very childlike voice, I believe, as well.
Yes, a very sweet, soft voice. There's rumours that when he got on the tram that everyone had to move to the other side. But this was not like, you know, in any way a kind of mocking or laughing matter. He was loved and such a massive part of the community that everyone was happy to make way for him. And he was a bit of an angelic character, I think, around here. He was a hammer man with the chains. He used to bring the hammer down on the big chains because he was such a strong chap. And 2,000 people turned up for his funeral. 2,000 local people came. It was quite a thing at the time. It was pre-social media and all that. So just word of mouth got around. And the vicar had to stop people coming into St Michael's graveyard because they were worried after 2,000 people had turned up, and probably more came after that, that there would be damage to the graveyard because, you know, it's a lot of people to suddenly have without an organised sort of party. So out of respect to George, here is the song, The Bridal Hill Giant, by Dan Whitehouse.
They say every striker needs belief, that inner steel to come back every time. Work working in the sweltering heat, making change on the production line. 6 inches thick, 6 hours a day, learning just the right heat for the fire. His strength would weld wrought iron links, a giant with the voice of a child. The Wheeler brothers made his chair and his bed, carved out of ash. When he sat outside, some passers-by would laugh and say, "Blimey, he must love his snuff." But such folks, they didn't understand about George and his pituitary gland. Yes, with his health he pulled the short straw, but tiny petals he could pick with giant hands. Trapped inside that 7 foot frame, little boy who didn't ask for fame. Some would stare, everybody knew his name. For George Lovett, this was not a game. Trapped inside that 7 foot frame, little boy who didn't ask for fame. Some would stare, everybody knew his name. George Lovett, this was not a game. Finally free of the weight of this earth, long may he sing and soar as high as the birds.
Absolutely beautiful. I've been told to not talk as much by Justine while that song was playing, because we try and play you all the songs this week. We haven't got much time. So
won't
very
fit them all in otherwise.
Very quickly, I'll segue into the next tune. One of the reasons we think George Lovett was such a lovely, large gentleman is because he lived near Marsh and Baxter's. and obviously the best pies, the best hams, the best everything, tomato sausage, etc. But also, I guess, pork scratchings. And this next song, inspired by Tim Sunter, was inspired by one of Betty Banks's stories and many other people's oral histories about the pigs getting loose in Briley Hill and running around. And he thought, well, you know, all these pigs are going to the slaughterhouse and getting, you know, the thing happen. We won't say what the thing is, but obviously he's written this song called "I Don't Want to Be a Pork Scratching." Well done, Tim. And he sings on this as well, like an angel.
I don't want to be a scratching, I don't want to be a pork pie. I don't want to be a York ham, I want to be old when I die. So I'm running down the street, trotter swift and fleet, heading for the Great Pens pools. If there's any confusion, you can draw your own conclusion, marshes is for silly pig fools. I'll live my life with a fancy sow, feral and free is a life for me. We'll build a sty, my wife and I, and piglets we'll have three. So I'm running down the street, trotter swift and fleet, heading for the Great Fence pools. If there's any confusion, you can draw your own conclusion, marches is for silly pig fools.
Absolutely absolute classic.
Love that.
Yes, we do love that. If you came along on the night, the pig noises distracted everyone so much that there was a breakout of laughter from the actual band halfway through. It is hilarious to watch. They had these little pigs squeaky noises. Yeah, Justine's rushing me through because we want to do a big segment in the next bit about Bessie, who was unfortunately killed in the Adelaide Street aeroplane crash. So we will get to that next and we'll do a long bit on that. But this next song, and I keep forgetting this young lady's name who wrote this song, it is magical. I know Alex is the chap who's singing
it with her. Yeah.
He's from the Resonance Music College, but he came along as a volunteer in his spare time to join the group. But this song, Hope Pill, is... I really like this song.
Yeah, it's good.
I've got many favourites amongst them, I think all of them. But this song is about, you know, the past, the present and the future. It's about Briley Hill. What is it now? What will it become? And let's all just take a hope pill and hope that it's a really good thing. And I think if you look around you and if you see the change that's happened over the last sort of 8-5 years, you know, go back as long as you want, things are getting better. People are recognising Briley Hill, etc., etc. But Justine's nodding at me to speed up. So I'm going to go straight into the next song. Hope Pill, a beautiful piece of work written and performed by local people from our streets.
Take your hope pill, take your hope pill, take your hope pill. I stepped onto a cloud called number 9. It carries me with all my baggage. Still here, decades of time. City to a house near Briley Hill.
Take a hope pill, take a hope pill, take a hope pill, take a hope pill.
Slope to the high street leads to a bench. Wood burns through, coffee smells around. A friendly face says, how you my wench? She spins the yarns of time and change.
Take a hope pill, take a hope pill, take a hope pill, take a hope pill.
For my child and her children, take a hope pill.
Push up that hill.
For my child and her children,
take a hope pill. Push up that hill.
Are you ready to look on the bright side? If you don't try, you might never find all that you could be in your lifetime. You gotta believe in the power of your mind.
I could step back onto that cloud, see the future through vapored eyes. Would I be happy? Would I be proud? Regeneration of the town.
Take a hope pill, take a hope pill, take a hope pill, take a hope pill.
For my child and her children, take your hope pill.
Push up that hill.
For my child and her children, take your hope pill. Push up that hill.
Marvellous. I think we all need to take a hope pill now and again.
Definitely.
We've certainly been taking quite a lot of them lately. And everything's turning out looking rosy, I think. You know, everything is going ahead as planned. There's lots more things coming in town. It is all getting better. Yes, it's the old you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs scenario. And, you know, we do feel the pressure, obviously, as a town, having the roads ripped up and everything, but it is going really well. And I think by the end of the year, early spring, we will be able to reap the benefits of that, especially next summer when it's all done and dusted and all cleaned up again and ready to go. It will look marvellous. So, Hope Pill, great song. Now, I've been allowed to talk for a bit on this one, as you can probably tell. We want to talk a bit about Bessie, who was killed by a fluke, really. She went to the cinema the night of the plane crash. I'm guessing it was the Daniello cinema, I'm guessing. But she went there and then went to visit her parents. She didn't live with them, but she decided that night, I think her husband worked away.
Her husband was in the Air Force.
In the Air Force. She thought, I'll go and have a bit of company. I'll stay with my mum and dad that night. Unfortunately, it was the same night that a Canadian bomber, which had been damaged on a flight, on a mission, came back and crashed on Adelaide Street and took out the house she was in and the surrounding ones. But what we've had, somebody sent us after Heritage opened, after we played this at the concert, the granddaughter of the, one of the gentlemen we're about to mention, sent us this article, which was from 1997,
yeah,
which I think is 53 years
yeah, it says on the thing,
later.
Lifesaver thanked 53 years on.
Okay, so 1944, the plane crashes. It all happened. We've got many stories about this. It's very interesting. But this is an article from 1997 that Justine's going to read out. So I hope it makes sense to everyone.
It's a newspaper article. It says, a man has been reunited with the hero who saved his life 53 years ago when a wartime RAF bomber crashed down on a Briley Hill Street hitting his house. Jeff Guise helped rescue Dave Newton, then aged 9, and his family from their house in Adelaide Street after the Halifax bomber came down in a row of houses in 1944. The Express and Star reunited them yesterday after both men had sent letters to us telling of their experience of that day. The bomber came down on Adelaide Street in the early hours of a March morning after it clipped the tops of neighbouring houses. Jeff, now 72, rushed from his house in a nearby Talbot Street to help many people get out of their wrecked homes, suffering burns and cuts in the process. He couldn't save one resident, Bessie Rowbottom, who died in the fire that followed the crash. Dave, who now lives in Dean Avenue, King Swinford, said it was a miracle that no one else was killed and that was largely thanks to Jeff. I remember hearing the bang and lots of rubble crashing down on my bed. There was live ammunition from the plane going off all around me. My brother and my mum in the fire, but Jeff braved it to pull us out of the window to safety. It was great to see him again. I still recognised him despite all the years that have gone by. Jeff, who now lives with his son in Ladywood Close, Corrie Banks, said, it was one of those things, I just didn't think about it at the time. I just wanted to get people out of the house. I'm sorry I couldn't get to Mrs. Rowbottom in time, but the fire was very intense after the crash. He added, my wife always thought I should get a medal, but I didn't do it for that.
Yeah. And is it David Newton that they said in there?
Yes.
He's mentioned in, if you ever get a chance to listen to Betty Banks's oral histories, we are putting those into the archive at Dudley at the end of the year as part of the project. But also, we did play them on the radio show, and I think we've still got them on the system, so I'll try and play them in the next couple of weeks. She's talking about being at school the day after the Adelaide crash, and she mentions David Newton, that the headmaster read out that there'd been a crash, and read out David Newton's name, and of course everyone held their breath, knowing that he lived in that street. But the headmaster then said, he's not coming in today, but he will be in, he's fine. You know, so it's interesting to tie up those two stories and oral histories. Is it Bessie Rowbottom?
Yeah.
She is on the war memorial inside St. Michael's Church. Yeah. So it's unusual. You know, we say all the lost men of the war, and many war memorials have men on. It's unusual to find a woman on, especially a woman who wasn't necessarily in the services. But Briley Hill felt that she should be on one of the war memorials. So she's not on the main one outside, but she is on one that is inside. If you go into the church, turn to your right, you've got the temporary library space there at the moment, and turn to your sort of go towards the library space, turn to your right again. It's on that wall there at the end of the library, opposite the reception desk for the library. So, yeah, there you go. And this is the song all about that.
She went to watch Bell, Bart and George. It was only a short walk to the Danny Lowe's doors. On that fateful night in 44 was George prophesizing when he sang, fishes' wishes won't come true if they dream the whole day through. Oh Bessie, Rowbottom, there are no winners in war. She's gone but not forgotten, her name's on the wall evermore. Great ball of fire flashed across the sky, cast a deep red glow. Her parents were banging on her bedroom door, but Bessie had already let go. A scene of devastation On the ground, bricks, twisted metal. Everybody else was found safe and sound. Oh, Bessie, Robottom, there are no winners in war. She's gone but not forgotten. Her name's on the wall evermore. Oh, Bessie, Robottom, there are no winners in war. She's gone but not forgotten. Her name's on the wall evermore. Go to the church, read the list of names. Bessie's the only woman amongst them all. If only her husband hadn't been away, she wouldn't have stayed with mom and dad that day. And Ed Gunner with the raft, he survived. And when he came back, he too watched Bell, Bob and George. With Bessie on his mind, he cried. We're two fishes, you and I. We'll get our wishes if we try, try. Oh, Bessie, Robottom, there are no winners in war. She's gone but not forgotten. Her name's on the wall evermore. Oh, Bessie, Robottom, there are no winners in war. She's gone but not forgotten. Her name's on the wall evermore.
Black Country Extra.
Interesting, in the article they talk about ammunition going off, obviously, in the fire. We've been told that the carcass of that plane, if you like, the fuselage, when it was dragged away and dumped, it was dumped in, there's a newspaper article that Tim found. It says it was dumped on Silver End Dump. Now, does anybody know where Silver End Dump was? Obviously, we all know where Silver End is. We know where Silver Street is.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Lawyers Field now is by the flats, but a lot of people used to call that Silver End Park. And it was a dump before, so it could be that this was dumped on there. Now, obviously, that was according to a recent discussion with Steve Dunn, who used to live around that area. He said that when that was a dump, it was mounds. It was lots of mounds, like Teletubby land, of waste from the mines.
Mm.
So if the plane was dumped on there in amongst those mounds and buried under more rubbish, the chances are that it was all just ploughed off and taken to a landfill somewhere else. After that. But yes, conscious of the time, that we have got references and people talking about to us when they talk to us about the history of the town, that wherever this dump was, that they could still go over there and find ammunition, because obviously they dragged the carcass of the plane over there and dumped it there, but there was still all the wings and things were full of ammunition, the fuselage was full of ammunition, and children used to go and find live ammunition and ammunition that had gone off
bullets
in the fire. Bullets, yeah. So yeah, who knows? Has anyone got anything from the crash? Has anyone got any memorabilia? We don't want to take it off you. Obviously, we'd love to put it in the archive, clean it up, restore it, have a historian look at it and things. But anyone who wants to put stuff into the archive, you are always welcome to take it away again afterwards. It's not like you have to give it for life. You can give it to the archive, let people have a look at it for 5-10 years, and then you can always return it to your family afterwards, or even for a shorter period of time. It's up to you, or leave it with them forever. But I'm digressing. The next song, Justine, is...
It's The Wobbly Vicar, and it's a story about a vicar who liked his pint of wobble. They used to call beer wobble and pubs wobble shops. And he used to like his drink before he did the church on Sunday. And so the locals got fed up of this, and they set the clocks back in the pub so that he was late one morning. And it's about the story of that.
So turn the cards on the old vicar. Right, here we go, The Wobbly Vicar.
Sitting in a Sunday best, waiting for the vicar to appear. Wasting away on a day of rest, wonder when he'll get here. Hard wooden pews, uncomfortable shoes, got the Sunday blues, we're not amused.
Sunday morning, there's mischief in the air, plotting in the duke, and everybody's there. Harry's wound the clock back and we're ready for the wind-up. Parson Harry's unsuspecting, takes his first of many sops.
Hey, 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 hey. Our vicar loves a squabble, but it don't help make a squabble. He'll split the town in two for the sake of his favourite brew. Our vicar loves a squabble, but it don't help make a squabble. He'll split the town in two for the sake of his favourite brew.
Has he fallen in the cut? The kids have sent fighters dance. Come on, we've waited long enough. They've got ants in their pants. We're walking down, we're in the frown. What's that sound? Is the vicar around?
Through the smoking candles, he's waxing higher and higher. All eyes and ears attentive, he thinks, whoa, I'm on fire. Tick-tock, tick-tock, look at the clock, Bob. You've had your fill, get up the hill, or you'll be late, you slob.
Our vicar loves a squabble, but it don't help make a squabble. He'll split the town in two for the sake of his favourite brew. Our vicar loves his squabble, but it don't help make a squabble. He'll split the town in two for the sake of his favourite brew.
I'm walking up the street, angry folks heading my way. Steady on the feet. What's their problem, anyway?
We've been waiting in that church for you. You're late. You look bladdered. Too late. We're all going home. No sermon from you today.
Yeah, I'm stinking all.
Our vicar loves his wobble, but it don't help make a squabble. He'll split the town in two for the sake of his favourite brew. Our vicar loves a squabble, but it don't help make a squabble. He'll split the town in two for the sake of his favourite brew.
That one is even better live.
Yeah, it is, they really
get into the characters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heckling between them and they all have different characters on the stage and it is really good. I don't know if you'll ever get a chance to see it live again. Yeah, you should have come along to those two ram-packed gigs during Heritage Week. We do have videos of those things. There is one being produced from four different camera angles at the moment and edited by one of the members of the Briley Hill Songbook team.
Mm-hmm.
We will share those. Nearer the time of the show going out, we'll share them again on Briley Hill Culture on
Facebook.
And there's
some great animations with the songs as well, isn't there?
Yeah, he also did some great animations. I will name check him before the end of the show in the next little segment because I can't remember it off the top of my head. So we will share the songs and we will share the videos again on at Briley Hill Culture. Also, we could share them on the Instagram page, which is Look at Briley Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So hashtag Look at Briley Hill. And I'll try and remember to share them on the Heritage Open Day page again, which is hashtag Briley Hill HOD, H-O-D, for Heritage Open Days. So in some way, when this show goes out, we will make sure that those are available to you. Some of those little snippets, if not the whole video, if it's been done by them. But I'm not rushing anyone to do it because they're doing it out of the goodness of their own hearts, which
Indeed.
Is lovely. Very professional too. So I've gone on quite a lot there. It was a good song.
Mm-hmm.
A good story. I like the idea of changing the clocks and the vicar having another hour of drinking time. I don't know what they drank in those days.
Just be beer, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. They used to drink the wine as well, didn't they? Claret was a big thing in those days as well. That was like a proper drink. Bitter was a drink for quenching your thirst because the water was pretty toxic in those days, so it was easy to drink. So maybe
it would be bitter, beer, wouldn't it?
Probably, yeah. But claret was a thing, even in the working class people. I know it sounds like a posh thing to us now, but believe it or not, oysters and claret were a very working class thing in those days. It's strange when they do these digs in the old Victorian streets and things. That's what they find.
John Bailey.
Thank you, Justine.
It came to me.
You are a lifesaver. Right, so we are going now into the waters of Briarley Hill.
Yeah, so John Bailey did the animations that go with this, but he also did this song.
He wrote this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all about the waters of Briarley Hill, the canals, the, I want to say rivers, but there's not. We have found since there are underground streams and brooks in Briarley Hill. I'll tell you more about that on another show. And there's an old well underneath the old art college. But anyway, moving on. I'll let him tell you the story of the song by just listening to the song.
Nice harmonies on this one as well.
Oh, yeah. It's like the fisherman thing. What are they called? Don't worry.
Fisherman's Friends.
Fisherman's Friends. Enjoy.
Incredible ride, but will he make it to the other side? Heave ho, the rope gets taut, teams on both sides, no danger is fraught.
No longer needed to work all day. Waters of Briarley Hill can rest and play. From large pools to the smallest ponds, waters still flow to Stourbridge and beyond.
The Reza is the place to be on a summer day. Pull up a deck chair and while the time away, taking a walk along the towpath, a group of old friends having a chat and a laugh.
No longer needed to work all day. Waters of Briarley Hill can rest and play. From large pools to the smallest ponds, waters still flow to Stourbridge and beyond. No longer needed to work all day. Waters of Briarley Hill can rest and play. From large pools to the smallest ponds, waters still flow to Stourbridge and beyond.
Beautiful. I love that song, and I love the idea of the waters flowing in to Briarley Hill and out of Briarley Hill, and the rain and the streams, and because there are hidden streams, and I'm going to do a whole show on this, Justine. I've got information now.
Charles, you mad about it?
Well, we live on a hill. There's got to be streams somewhere, haven't they? It can't just be the canal. I mean, I know they feed.
You're
the
not
canal.
Digging up the cellar.
Anyway, no, there's a well in the cellar.
No,
I'm going to dig it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'll take you to see Debs's well, and then you'll be inspired. But anyway, I've got a couple of minutes to play with. So the Waters of Briarley Hill, great song. But we're going into, remind me, Justin, we're going into the pubs of Brattle Lane.
Which has got a great chorus. It's a proper, like, drinking song. You could see it as a drinking song, if you see what I mean. It's really good.
We have actually done, not as a drinking song, so, no. But we did it as a thing at open mic at Hawbush.
Yeah.
And Dan Whitehouse did it as a kind of sing-along pub kind of song, where everyone joined in and did the choruses. And it worked really well. I was a bit disappointed. I did a Facebook post after the event, I tagged in all the pubs that are still on Brettle Lane,
mm-hmm.
And nobody reacted to it at all. I thought they'd love this, but for some reason they didn't see it. I mean, I guess that's just Facebook algorithms for you. Maybe I should share it again. I did find it. It was on Positive Briley Hill. So maybe I'll dig that out and reshare it.
Maybe. But the wobble shops.
The wobble shops, as we call them. If you do, and there's a great video that goes with it as well, we'll share all this. But have a look on Briley Hill Culture. There's not so much stuff on there that you can't find things. They've not sort of gone out of scroll depth.
No, because Positive Briley Hill got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so much stuff goes on Positive Briley Hill, you'll never find it again. But have a look on Briley Hill Culture and you will find all these songs and the videos and all that kind of stuff. Or Briley Hill Heritage Open Day, search for that on Facebook and you'll find a lot of it on there too. But Briley Hill Culture probably has got the most on it at the moment. So, yes, we're going into the next song, which is about the pubs of Briley Hill. If you drink in one of those pubs and you've heard this song, tell the landlord, tell the people in there about this song and get them to listen to it. Show them on your phone and annoy everybody else in the pub. Turn it up loud.
Lots of pubs down Brettle Lane. Sit by the fire, forget your pain. Been in the fields, picking hops to make the ale for wobble shops.
The weary traveller finds it gain to quench his thirst in Brettle Lane. His taverns are not far between, and wobble shops can ne'er be seen.
Lots of pubs down Brettle Lane. Sit by the fire, forget your pain. Been in the fields, picking hops to make the ale for wobble shops.
Brit Bolton keeps the Foley Arms, his tortocade is full of charms. Therein they serve such strength of ale, as well might turn a parson pale.
Lots of pubs down Brettle Lane. Sit by the fire, forget your pain. Been in the fields, picking hops to make the ale for wobble shops.
And beef and pork may there be ate, prepared and served by comely cake. Beside the fire the colliers sit, and several have a ready.
Lots of pubs down Brettle Lane. Sit by the fire, forget your pain. Been in the fields, picking hops to make the ale for wobble shops.
Of poachers too, there are a few who know a merry trick or two, and should they offer game, then grab it. Defeating rabbit is your habit.
Lots of pubs down Brettle Lane. Sit by the fire, forget your pain. Been in the fields, picking hops to make the ale for wobble shops.
One too many, and you're onward. Fetch a piece of onions with his barrow. He'll do his duty and be honoured to push out to the straight and narrow.
Lots of pubs down Brettle Lane. Sit by the fire, forget your pain. Been in the fields, picking hops to make the ale for wobble shops.
Bit of wobble, okay, board wobble board.
I thought it was my heart then.
No, it's a bit wobble board
at the end. Okay, we've got 1 minute to play with, so I'm just going to say thank you to everyone. I'm just going to name drop Dan Whitehouse again. If you're an Instagrammer, he's hashtag Whitehouse Dan. If you're a Facebooker, just search for Dan Whitehouse, and when you see a really handsome-looking young man, that's Dan. And it does also say underneath, like, musician. So
he does a lot of folk stuff, but he does lots of other stuff too. He's doing a bit of a tour at the moment as well, isn't he?
He is, yeah. The Ten Steps tour, which is with some sort of amazing drum person.
I can't remember the bloke's name. Like Max somebody.
One of those xylophone drum things. Yeah. Well, find out about that by Googling Dan Whitehouse, singer-songwriter. Thanks to everyone who worked on the project. Thanks, Justine, for coming in today.
You're welcome.
We're hoping Steve's going to join us for the next show. That's always fun. I'm going to take my yellow pills now just to calm me down.
Pill.
Yeah, my hope pill. I hope Steve doesn't blow the microphones up like he normally does. Let's... just thank everyone. Thanks Black Country Radio, thanks Black Country Extra, thanks Briley Hill Community. We love you all very deeply, and we'll see you next week or on the high street, who knows. Take care.
On the farm of Merry Hill, then the smoke billowed out of the factories and mills. From the Round Oak Steelworks, Marsh and Baxter's, a town began to grow. All this history around them, I wonder if they know. Oh, well, some folks smelted iron, while others worked with glass. When Oscar Deutsch set up his cinema, did he know that it would last? And the people on the high streets go about their day to day. It's our little slice of history, and it is here to stay. Where the people are like family, they'll never let you down. So take my hand and let's explore the wonders of this town. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. Where we go picking berries, riding bikes, supermarkets, flying kites, gymnastics, climbing trees, jumping up and down on the trampoline. The beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. So now come on round the market, see what is in store. They've got food and shoes and vintage toys. Oh, who could ask for more? And there's scallywags and zigzags and so many new cuisines, while the Dell has even hosted the Italy football team. And the people are like family, they never let you down. So take my hand and let's explore the wonders of this town. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. Where we go picking berries, riding bikes, supermarkets, flying kites, gymnastics, climbing trees, jumping up and down on the trampoline. The beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. Church bells ring. We might be actors, chefs or midwives, but some things will never change. Like the love we feel for family will always stay the same. And I wonder what the future of Briley Hill will bring. As I look out of my window and hear the church bells ring. We might move to other countries, but there's one thing that I know. That's the feeling this town gives you, that feeling we call home. That feeling we call,
and we've got
that feeling we call.
It's gonna get better.
My lovely people and their honest people.
Oh yeah, change.
This is the beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. Where we go picking berries, riding bikes, supermarkets, flying kites, gymnastics, climbing trees, jumping up and down on the trampoline. The beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill. This is the beauty of Briley Hill.
This is just the most amazing place. It's like a village. It's like a big village.
Of Briley Hill.
I like that, yeah. But yeah, I love you too.
Probably
being my son, and that's my granddaughter over
there.
Yeah! Now it's your
meet you and keep out of trouble.
Will do, will do.
Okay, mate.
My best.
Hello.
Black Country, online, on your mobile.